the situation in Kinshasa remains very volatile, particularly in some communes of the town, including Bandal, Galiema, Matete, and commune next to the International Airport. So most of the protesters have been reportedly being dispersed by tear gas of the police. And so far, our Joint Human Rights Office has received a couple of reports that 20 people were killed, including three women, but also particularly 20 others were arrested by the DRC security forces. So far, Kinshasa, it looks like Kivilmore. Most of the shops are closed. Schools are not open. Children are staying at home.
And can we presume that most of the people arrested, and you mentioned there's several dozen have been killed, are they political opponents? Who was organizing these demonstrations?
The main opposition gathering, which is the Rassemblement, through its president, has called on calm and no violent demonstrations, but peaceful resistance. And some politicians have been reported being arrested by the security forces, as well as some other people among the demonstrators, because some of them have tried demonstrations all over the cities in Kinshasa. And most of them, according to those reports, have been arrested.
And are most of the demonstrations, did they take place mainly in Kinshasa, or were other demonstrations also organized elsewhere in the country?
Yes, reports indicated that besides Kinshasa, demonstrations took place in Goma, Bukavu, which is in Goma is in North Kivu, Bukavu is South Kivu, in Kananga, which is in Kasai Central, but also in Lumumbashi, in Wokatanga, and also in Congo Central. In Goma, additional arrests have been reported, but this remains to be confirmed anyway, and the Joint Human Rights Office and our services are working on the ground to know more about it. In South Kivu, in Bukavu particularly, the security situation is actually calm. In Lumumbashi, things are more worrisome because earlier today, confrontation between demonstrators and security forces were reported in the area of Kipisha. This is a neighborhood in Tanga, and tires were burned. And the reports indicate that one person was killed and seven people were also injured. In Matadi also, two injured people were reported, and one protester was reported being killed also. And the police, a national police station, has been set on fire, as well as one police car.
And are other demonstrations being planned or are expected for the next few days?
It's difficult to say. Some calls were made today by the president of the Rassemblement, calling people to refrain from any violence, but to have a peaceful demonstration, to stage a peaceful resistance to what they call the end of term of President Kabila. But as I said, we cannot say that some more demonstrations are being scheduled, or, you know, that we are expecting some more demonstrations. But you see, what needs to be kept in mind is things go very fast here, but we are we are expressing our preoccupation, and the special representative of the Secretary General, Mr. Maman Sambutsidikou, is still conducting his good offices, and he made a statement calling on the security forces to refrain from violence, but also to the demonstrators to remain calm and not getting into violence, because we still have in mind what happened here in September, 19 September 20 and 21 September, where at least 53 people lost their lives. And we are calling all the Congolese, particularly actors, to demonstrate responsibility and to sensitize their sympathizers and to observe and respect the rules of the Republic, but also to refrain from any inflammatory speech or any action that may create tension or create violence.